Hi, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Lauren Jackson of the Baltimore Office of Equity and Civil Rights, and Lauren's here today to talk to us about a very exciting film festival about fair housing that's coming on right, almost as we speak. So, Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being able to come here. I know you're busy with the film festival and with all the other things that you are doing to try to help get fair housing a little bit more in this community, which definitely it needs. So thank you. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the office?
Yes, absolutely. So as you said earlier, I'm with the Baltimore City Office of Equity and Civil Rights. So it is the umbrella organization for five different departments. We have the Civilian Review Board, which investigates police misconduct. We have the Wage Commission that enforces local wage laws. We have the Mayor's Commission on Disability, which helps with access for folks with disabilities in the city and city services. We recently added the Equity Office at the beginning of this year, which is a very exciting addition. And then we have the Community Relations Commission, which I work for. The Community Relations Commission itself has actually been around since 1958, and we investigate discrimination in employment, in public accommodations, in health and welfare services, in education, and, of course, in housing. So I investigate complaints of housing discrimination, and we do education and outreach on this topic as well. So we're very lucky to have a grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to be able to do education and outreach around fair housing and help to make this Fair Housing Festival that's coming out next week on August 24th a possibility. We do training throughout the year on fair housing, so we have several resources available. And we just like to make ourselves, you know, open and available for residents. So if anyone has any questions, has complaints, wants to file them here, we do investigate those complaints under our local article, Article 4 of the Baltimore City Code. And then, of course, we do make references to the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Great. Thank you. What would be the good contact information for finding out more about these various things that the office does?
Yes, so for any of the things that I just listed, any department, you can call 410-396-3141, or you can visit us online, and that's civilrights.baltimorecity.gov.
Great. Thank you. And what's your background and work with the office?
So I actually first moved to Baltimore in 2013, and I did a year as an AmeriCorps volunteer with Civic Works. I did some landscaping on vacant lots in the city and worked with a lot of communities, which I really loved, and ended up going to Morgan State and getting my master's in city planning after that. That's where I got interested in housing, and I was lucky to work with the Baltimore Neighborhood Incorporated, the nonprofit BNI, before it shut down in 2018. And after that, I moved here to the office, and I have continued to work in fair housing since then.
Great. So you're not originally from Baltimore like me. I'm not from Baltimore either.
I am from Calvert County, so from Maryland, but a bit south of here.
Yeah. Even Roberto Clemente couldn't throw a ball that far.
From here.
but you certainly have been around enough to know what's going on around here and to know this community very well, and that's for certain. And I know that fair housing is something that we are all working for, and we're making progress, I think, back and forth, right?
I agree. I think there's progress. I hope there's progress.
I hope so, too. Now, for your project that's HUD funded, what does it involve aside from this festival that we're going to talk about in a minute?
Yeah, it involves, you know, a variety of approaches to educating the public about fair housing. So we attend community events, or I should say we did attend community events when we're still able to go to things in person. We've been attending virtual events where we're able to, and we pass out information that we have. We have several pamphlets with information directed at residents, directed at housing professionals, specifically for folks with disabilities. We also do a lot of training. So again, for, you know, housing professionals, as well as different groups, we've had a partnership with the Druid Heights Community Development Corporation, where we've been providing training to all of the first-time home buyers in their home buying class. So I'm proud to say we've trained 122 people this year, first-time home buyers on fair housing. So we've also trained folks in Spanish, which has been very successful, and we've really seen those numbers in terms of callers reaching out to our office going up over this year. So we know there's some issues being faced by that community when it comes to fair housing, so we've really been focusing our training efforts there. We've also put out a PSA that's available on our website. So if folks are able to get on, again, to civilrights.baltimorecity.gov, that's on our homepage there, and folks can check that out.
And that's also running occasionally on this station.
Great. Yeah, I'm excited. So it's good. It's exciting that information is getting out there. So hopefully folks can come to our office with their complaints of housing discrimination. We've made a few webinars, so you can tune into those. We have a variety of skits with some actors from our office, as well as slides and other information, videos provided by partners in the community, like the Southeast CDC, the Maryland Historical Society, Factuality, the Game. All of those folks have partnered with us to make those webinars, and they're really interesting and engaging and just a way to train folks online, especially now since we're not able to do as much in-person training.
Boy, that's a lot of stuff. That's wonderful that you can work on this really tough issue that is there. Thank you. Let's talk about the film festival. As we say in the trade, who, what, where, when, how.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Fair Housing Film Festival is our celebration of Civil Rights Week this year. So Civil Rights Week is something that the Office of Equity and Civil Rights has done before, and the theme this year was fair housing, and then it became a film festival because we knew we had to go virtual. Folks are at home, folks are watching movies. We think it's going to be really engaging. If people want to hear more about it, check out links to the films, hear about all the panel discussions, you can go to fairhousingfilmfestival.flashstat.com. And that kind of just describes everything we've got going on. So we've got films all week. I think we have about 10 films, around the same number of panel discussions. So I'm happy to highlight some of the films and panel discussions we've got going on, if you'd like to hear about those.
Yes, please. Yeah. I'm sure with the wealth of the folks that are going to be coming and talking, I think people would really like to know that, because those folks know an awful lot and can give some good ideas too.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the who part you were talking about. So who's participating in our Fair Housing Film Festival? We have some incredible panelists. On our first day, on Monday night, we've got a panel discussion with Lisa Rice, the president and CEO of the National Fair Housing Alliance, which we're very excited about. We've got a panel on Tuesday all about the different resources available to folks who've experienced housing discrimination. So that will include Robin Dorsey from the Fair Housing Action Center of Maryland, Cleveland Horton, the Deputy Director of the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, and then we also have some staff members from the Fair Housing Justice Center in New York, Craig Lesko and Michelle Sullivan Brady, who will be participating in that, which is very exciting. We've also got a great discussion on Wednesday, which is called Risk, Race, and Real Estate, a conversation on disparate treatment and disparate impact in residential lending with some incredible panelists in the banking industry. We have on Thursday a discussion on lead paint featuring Dr. Lawrence Brown, who gained popularity for coining the terms the black butterfly and the white L. He He's an extremely engaging speaker. I think folks will really enjoy tuning in. And then, of course, on Friday night, we're ending with our Capstone event, which is a partnership with Everyman Theater Company, where we have actually taken real stories of discrimination that we've heard about through our office in some way or other, that they've turned into original monologues written by playwrights that they have. So really bringing a stage, bringing a story to fair housing, which was really our purpose in doing this. We just felt like often the term fair housing, it's a jargony term. It's something we use in the industry that not every person who hears that, not every resident on the street would know what it meant.
That's for sure.
That, yeah, seeing these films, seeing these performances will really be able to convey what fair housing means, what housing discrimination is. And we hope that through this, folks will realize what it is and that we're a solution to it, that they can come to us, that they can file complaints with our office.
That's wonderful. I mean, the festival definitely there's something in it almost for everybody, because there's bankers, there's real estate people, there's advocates on the ground, there's people on all sides of various issues. And as I've said to folks, and of course this was something that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King used to say often, fair housing is tied to so many things. Isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's really what we were trying to go for when we were structuring this. Like you said, we have a whole panel just on banking, on mortgages, on home ownership, home buying. We also have one on access to services. So how where you live affects your education, how it affects your access to food. We have a film by a local filmmaker called Deserted, that's all about food deserts in Baltimore, because that touches on redlining. That's something that's affected by discriminatory housing practices. So absolutely, I think the festival really has something for everyone and just shows how central housing is to all things.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you going to be doing with the, you're going to be probably recording and, of course, distributing information and all that. But what are your plans to do with after the festival?
Yeah, so all of the panel discussions during the festival will be recorded and available for anyone to view after. We'll put that up on our YouTube channel, so we hope
we'll
tune back into those discussions. We think they're going to be really exciting.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And the best thing of all is it's free.
It's completely free, so folks can just log in again on that /that, so fairhousingfilmfestival.splashthat.com. And if you go down to the schedule, there's a link for each page, for each event, each film, and you just click on that. You will have to put your email address in once it takes you to our digital theater site. But other than that, everything's completely free. All the films, all of the panels, and the Friday night performance as well.
I see that one of the films is about autism.
It is, yeah, correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that is a wonderful film called Autism in Love. So each day is structured to be representative of a different office within our department. So Monday is the Mayor's Commission on Disabilities. So they'll be having a discussion after that film about disabilities, about the ADA, which is, I believe, in its 30th anniversary year, as well as the Fair Housing Act and how those things intersect. And we just thought this film was a really good representation of folks with disabilities, really, again, just putting a face, to some of these concepts that we talk about.
Right. A very important face, because those things are real, and the parking space that you put your wheels into may be stopping someone from vital things in their life.
Exactly.
Yeah, we all need to be more aware of what we are doing regarding other people, and this conference certainly, this festival certainly will encourage that. And unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for in living in Baltimore. Lauren, could you please give us that contact information one more time, please, for the the office, the commission, and the film festival.
Yes, absolutely. So if anyone wants to reach the Baltimore Office of Equity and Civil Rights, they can call 410-396-3141 or visit civilrights.baltimorecity.gov. And for folks who want to hear more about the Fair Housing Film Festival, they can visit fairhousingfilmfestival.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, as I've said, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Lauren Jackson, of the Community Relations Commission, part of the Baltimore Office of Equity and Civil Rights, for being our guest today. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.